You're tuned to Travel Writers Radio, live on Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM, brought to you by Pallet, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good to have you there. Now, we're still broadcasting via social distancing from our own home offices, more than 2 metres apart. We're actually about 25 kilometres apart on the other side of Melbourne. If you'd like to get in touch with us, just email info@travelwritersradio.com. Now, thanks to those listeners in various world cities who have liked us on Facebook, on SoundCloud, and also on Instagram. And special thanks to the thousands of followers of our Twitter feed at Travel Writers Radio, one word.
We continue to tell you the stories of how you're being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic in cities that have flattened the curve and those where the rate of infection is still rising. In this unprecedented time, we feel it's important to chronicle the human stories, the experience we could all face through little fault of our own. We want people to be able to tell their stories of this impact on the lives of their families, friends and neighbours. And maybe the end result will be a little kinder, more compassionate planet, better leadership but less politics, and a happier place to live and work. Tonight in the show, we've got a three-course menu of food stories. With coronavirus restrictions here eased here in Melbourne, I paid a visit to one of Melbourne's highly regarded restaurateurs, Chris Lucas, just after he reopened a number of his city restaurants, albeit with restrictions allowing only 20 diners at a time. Bridget Leslie spoke with longtime Singapore resident, British-born Jane Ivor, who runs cultural and food tours of the island state with its diverse culinary heritage. Graham Kemlow interviews naturopath and nutritionist Renee Grandy, who's based at the well-known Chivasom Wellness Resort in Hua Hin, Thailand, about foods that help to boost immunity. And reporter Carolyn Jasinski returns to a recovering Kangaroo Island, devastated by fire and then locked down by COVID-19.
Well, that's all coming up in the first hour of our show. Meanwhile, in our second hour, after 6 o'clock, in our Fight or Flight series, Kirsty Bedford chats to Sue Badiari, CEO of World Expeditions, on the impact of coronavirus on customers and staff, the new normal for the sector, and her vision for the future. And we've got the second part of US correspondent Kristen Henning's chat with former North Sydney Rugby League star Craig Makepeace and family. They're award-winning travel bloggers currently locked down at home in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tonight, we've given a name to something our Sao Paulo correspondent Fabiola Loureiro started last week with her photograph of Sao Paulo under COVID. We've asked all our team members to send us a photo of their town and what it looks like under COVID-19. We're naming this feature Worth a Thousand Words. We believe it's a very poignant way to tell this story. The images will initially be featured on our SoundCloud site. So look for them there. Radio with pictures. It's a great idea. And from the jungles of Brazil, Bridget Leslie's managed to speak to a journalist and a tribal chief in Amazonian Brazil about the impact of COVID-19 on their jungle and rainforest communities. Given that this country now has more than 530,000 people confirmed with coronavirus and has suffered more than 30,000 deaths, which is 6 times the expected death rate. Coming up in Travel Writers Radio here until 7 p.m. on Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM.